It's time to rethink, renew, and reimagine retirement. Welcome to Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. We believe that retirement is not the end, rather the beginning of what could be the most impactful season of a person's life. So don't retire. Become repurposed. Well, I'm your host, Jared Sebest. I'm the co-founder of Retire Repurposed alongside Ben Tejas. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Well, time, it is your greatest asset. You can have all the money in the world, but without time, it really won't matter. Today, we begin a brand new series talking about this very thing, time and the life of a retiree. In this podcast, Ben Tejas will give you ways to actually slow down time, and he makes the comparison to time in a roll of toilet paper. Enjoy this episode. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. So glad that you're joining us here on Retire Repurposed. Lots and lots of podcasts out there on retirement. If you ever have a spare second, just search retirement podcasts on iTunes. You will see a whole number of podcasts show up in your feed. Most of those talking about the financials, and probably should be in a lot of respects. But this podcast is a little bit different. In fact, it's a lot of bit different. We talk more so about the life side, about the purpose side to retirement. So if you're looking for something different, perhaps you're new to our show, you have come to the right place. And if you want to have an outstanding life in retirement, one that is fulfilling, purposeful, impactful, then you have certainly come to the right place. Make sure you subscribe, like our stuff, and even share it if you have a moment. We've been talking a lot about ways to have a great year over the past several episodes, how to map out your 2024, connecting your story and your legacy, kind of how openness and being open to new things, new experiences, God's leading, opening doors for you, how that's going to lead into not only a great year, but really a great experience in a lot of ways. Last week, I was on the show, Ben was on a little vacation. I talked about three ways to have an impactful year. One of those was to have a defining moment. I think every single year needs to have maybe a defining moment, a defining trip, a defining season. I think that you should be able to look back in 5 years and say, you know, what happened in 2024? And right away, there should be a signature story that you can come up with for each and every year. And retirement's a great time to do that. And I've been doing that more in my personal life. I can actually go back and when you say 2022, bam, that was the year that we took a trip to Texas with our family or just fill in the blank. But, you know, do you have a defining moment? Not only will you have one, but do you have that on the calendar? Have you already mapped that out? If you don't, this year may or may not look a lot like every other year. And that is, I don't want to say a waste of time, but maybe it's not the best way to steward your time. So if you missed last week's show, again, if you're new to the show, check out our other episodes. But last week's show, very important one on ways to have an impactful year. Ben Tejas joins me on the show now. And today, Ben, we're going to talk more and more about this idea of time. And it really stems back to really kind of what we stand for, why we think that time is such an important piece. But time, talent, treasure is kind of our mantra on our financial business. But this idea of time is so important. So we're going to spend the next several weeks just talking about this asset of time.
Yeah, and it's the thing we should talk about. You know, like you open the show with most shows is, hey, there's lots of financial retirement shows, and we talk about that, and we do. In our retirement planning business, we talk a ton about the finances. However, whenever I ask clients, Jared, what's the most important thing to them? Okay, and I have them prioritize time, talent, and treasure. And if you look at our logo, there's three T's in there, and it's pretty clear that after talking with me, it's not about my name, Tejas. It's mm-hmm. about the three T's standing for something way, way bigger than that. The three T's are time, talent, treasure. Yep. And how are we stewarding them? Every client, when I show them that, and I walk them through that, and I ask them, what is the most important thing to you mm-hmm. of all three of those? It ends up coming back with time. Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the financial abilities, but if you have no time, it does you no good. You can also have all of the talent. You can have all the abilities, but if you have no time, mm-hmm. it does you no good. So most always people come back with, if I have them prioritize time, talent, treasure, they come back to time.
What's the reaction when you ask that question? Because I would... That's not a question that comes up in everyday chatter at the store over coffee. You know, when you present that proposition to people, or, you know, especially retirees maybe later in life, what's their initial reaction? They kind of take taken back, or how do they react?
Well, many times it's like, now we're finally speaking my language, Jared. I mean, we think we're going to come into, you know, a retirement planning firm and talk all about money, and that is part of our job. But really, most of our clients know that, yes, their money is important, but life and their time is really what they value the most. Mm-hmm. And when we can tie their life and their money together and do it in a meaningful way, that is when the magic happens. So most of those meetings end up like, wow, we're finally talking about really what's important to me.
Yeah.
Because most people know, they understand someday I will leave a pile of money behind. Someday, if I'm a successful person, I can't spend everything I have. Mm-hmm. So I've got a finite amount of time here. And I only have so much time on this earth, and I need to do the absolute most most good for the most people with what I've been given.
It's interesting how I think that, you know, the pursuit of money is such a, I don't want to say a hot topic, but it's what drives so many people. I think most people inherently know money doesn't give you happiness. The Bible speaks very clearly about the love of money, letting it, you know, how the heart can get corrupted by money. And we all know these things, you know, maybe not everybody. It seems like most people understand that on a heart level, but it's such a deceiving way to live. But I think what really people, why they pursue the money and the wealth is to set our time free. And I was thinking about that this weekend, where, you know, we understand that time is the greatest asset, but lots of times to have freedom with our time, we have to be able to have the financial piece as well. So again, it's kind of a backwards way of looking at retirement planning, where yes, we understand that there is some high importance in the financial side, but the real point is to set our time free, because that is our greatest asset.
And most of the time, Jared, we do the exact opposite.
Right.
In our culture today, in the American society, we actually cause ourselves to end up with less time because we're chasing more and more of what we really don't need.
Yeah.
I've been guilty of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I used to have one snowmobile, now I got two. I used to have this toy, now I've got two of those other, whatever it is. You fill in the blank, whatever is for you, whatever's taking your time away from what's really valuable. And that's just living in America. I don't know how we can get people past that point where they don't get to the point someday when they're like looking back and all of those financial resources, they look back and it was meaningless. It was worthless to them. Yep. And it only matters now, time with family, being with people, right? And what really matters.
You had a really interesting client engagement really recently. In fact, I think it was yesterday, but it was around this whole idea of time. And this is going to be kind of the foundational story that we're going to use to talk about on today's show. Why don't you share that with all of our listeners?
Yeah, I had a guy come in, and he's been a client of mine for years. I mean, over a decade. And we were just talking, and he's, I think, about 86 now. And he said, yeah, Ben, I think I got till age 90. That's about the date, you know, my brother's passed or other family members. And you just said, yeah, I think that's the time. And I looked at him. I'm like, this guy's pretty healthy, Jared. He has no, like, there's no, like, chronic illness that says he should die then, but that's his feeling, right? And I said, Mr. Client, how do you deal with that? How do you think through that in your mind? You have 4 years. That's it. You have 4 years left on this earth. How do you process that? Yeah. And he always said to me, he said, Ben, hopefully the same way you do. And I kind of was a little taken back. I mean, it's a nice part about my job is I get all this wisdom from these guys, these individuals that are well into their 80s and 90s. But he said, same way you do, Ben, or should, is I look at every single day as an opportunity to make a meaningful impact on people, because I know that's all that's going to matter. And he got into leading his business and the employees and the difference in their lives over the years. He got into all this stuff, and this guy's worth, you know, $25-30 million, has no concern of money at all. But it wasn't, well, I got 4 years yet, I've got to make sure I, you know, travel and see this, or I take this trip. He's done all that. Most of us, when we get to that point of life, no matter how much money we have or don't have, it's going to come back to the impact on the people around you and making sure you're ready for really stepping into what we know is next, right? And that's eternity.
It's really interesting because, you know, we're in our 40s. We're both pretty healthy, so the statistical chances of us living to, you know, 70, 80, and beyond are pretty good in today's world. But yet, it's hard to put your death date on the calendar, because it always seems so distant. Do you see that people have this understanding? It looks like this gentleman kind of had an idea of the finality of time. Do people struggle with that? Like, do people understand that? Is there any consistencies that you see with people of that age that they put a perspective on their time in either a healthy or unhealthy way?
Yeah, Jared, I would say if anything, time tends to really speed up later in life, right? And we've seen that before. I've found that in my own life as my daughters have aged. I know that this client kind of, you know, he's like, man, things are going so fast now. It was one of his comments. Yeah. And, I had the privilege of hearing John Maxwell speak in person about 5 to 7 years ago. Man, it's almost 10 years now. But, and John said something, he's a wonderful speaker. And he said, you know, life for me, and he's getting older. He said, life's starting to look more like that toilet paper roll. As it gets towards the end, it just goes faster, right? As you're pulling that toilet paper, all of a sudden, whoop, it's gone. And he made this joke and everybody laughed. And I remember really clear thinking, he is totally processing with, I don't have 40 years left on this earth. I may have 5, 10, 15, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does move faster because it feels like, and you know, you start to realize there's less in front of you than what was behind you.
Yeah. I've got a couple of theories on this, and I've heard other people mention this. Joe Rogan on his podcast talked about this one time where he said when he was younger, you know, growing up in the 80s, he said like a 1970 Chevelle was considered a classic car, you know, back when he was in high school in the 80s. And he's like, that car's only 10 years old. And he goes, nowadays, like a 10-year-old car, a lot of cars on the highway are still 10 years old. He's like, so what's happening? Like, what's happening with our perception of time? And he attributed it to, you know, obviously just more technology. There's information coming at us all the time. The news cycles are so fast. I mean, there was a day, and again, people listening to this, especially if they're retired age, the way that they got their information was two ways. You know what I'm going to say here? You had to watch the news at night, or you had to wait for the paper to show up the next day. Well, today, we have a device in our hand which is giving us a constant bombardment of information. And so what it does is it you would think it would do the opposite, but it actually feels like it speeds up time, you know. And I can attribute this. I mean, I have young kids, you know, 2 years ago to a kid is like an eternity ago. Well, you know, many of us listening to the show right now, I'm sure that there are plenty think of like, I mean, last year seems like, you know, a click ago. So I feel like it has to do with just the day and the age that we live in. But I think there's probably some even physiological aspects of it that come into play as well.
Yeah, Jared, as you're talking, I'm thinking there's a verse, Psalm 46:10, be still and know. That's something I've been thinking about this year already, is just trying to put the device away, forget about the constant reminders, take a little time like away just to be still and know. Be still and know that I am God, and be able to understand. Yeah, there's only so much time in a day, but when we constantly are checking our phones and we always know what time it is. We're always very cognizant of all the things we have to get done. I think we forget just to be still and know. So I that's something I've been thinking about a lot lately, and I think for our listeners, that's something I want to have them do as well. Just be still and know.
I think that there's people need to understand that you need to take time very seriously. And again, you understand that. I can't remember what quote it is. I should have looked this up a little bit more, but I'd heard about this recently. Again, I was listening to another podcast or book, but it was something to the effect of like a smart man knows the value of every single hour, or kind of the reverse of that, where a foolish man doesn't put clout on every moment or every hour of the day. So I think that hopefully this show inspires people of all ages to take more inventory of their time, and certainly understand what an asset it is. I think as you get older, and I'm starting to see this a little bit at my ripe old age of 45 years old, but just, you just can't react the way I always used to. You know, like I was playing basketball with my kids, you know, recently, and I played college basketball. I wasn't a phenomenal college athlete by any stretch of the imagination, but you just don't have that reaction time like you used to. And I think something happens just even as you get older, physiologically, you just aren't as fast as you used to be. Your reaction times are a little bit lower. I mean, that's just That's just the nature of the game we play in. And I think that also probably attributes to the toilet paper effect as well. I went and saw my mom just this last weekend. And as soon as I got to see her, she's 77 years old. But as soon as I got to see her, I grabbed her keys. I got her car. I went and filled it up with gas. And I was back in like a half an hour. She's like, how did you do all of that so fast? So again, it's not because, you know, she's a bad person. It's just because she's just getting older. So I think that that probably attributes it to it as well. Have you seen that, or would you agree with that?
Well, I think for sure. And I've seen it in my own life, yeah. Jared, as I've, you know, I'm about the same age as you. And but here's the difference between you and I is my kids are getting older too.
Right.
So when I start contemplating and thinking, wow, I only have so much time left with them. Mm-hmm. That's probably where I go to is in when I look at the time that I have. And not that life is over when my kids go on and move out of the house, but I got a senior, I got a sophomore, two daughters in our home, my wife and I, and we're very, aware. It's becoming a reality. We're yeah. very aware that time, this time with them won't mm-hmm. last forever. So as we talk about time, yeah. you know, especially today, I mean, in my mind, I'm like, how do I slow down the time with them?
Yeah.
Right. How do our retirees slow down the time that they have left on this earth? And not because we can actually make time stop. Mm-hmm. But have you ever had that moment where you're like, I just want time to stand still.
Sure.
I want more of that for people to be able to say, you know, this is a good, I'm in a good season. I want to make the most of it.
There was a book that I read and recommended to our team, Reed. It's by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And by the way, anything Benjamin Hardy nowadays is so good. I highly recommend any of his books. But in his latest book, 10X is Easier Than 2X, he talks about this idea of slowing down time. And I was really, really impacted by this section of his book. But he talks about two different types of time. He talks about chronos time versus kairos time. Chronos is Latin for just that, it's time. And it's what we're all kind of used to. It's like the ticks on a clock. It's 24 hours in a day. It's, you know, 60 seconds in a minute. It's linear. But then there's this other thing he talks about, which is kairos time, which talks about a season, or what a lot of people in the psychology field would say perceived time. And we all know this and have experienced this, where a day like flies by. Or you've said things like, oh my gosh, this day is taking forever, or whatever, where it's the exact same amount of time, but it's your perception on it. And I think that there is an ability to slow down time. And right off the bat, I think of Neo in the Matrix, you know, like the most popular scene out of that movie with Keanu Reeves, where he's able to slow down time and bend time, you know, and he's like, you know, he's going in slow motion, he's watching the bullets, you know, come at him. You know what I'm talking about, right? You
look at it. Like, I've got the show. Okay. I'm just waiting for you to tie it back to our retirees. I love it.
Well, you know, again, if you haven't watched the movie, I think it's a great movie, but he's able to actually bend time. And I think that there's ways to do that. Obviously, you know, not like in some science fiction movie, but I think that there's ways that we can do it. Let's talk about that here for the rest of our show. How can people perceive to slow down time, just like this client that you had who knows he probably only has a couple of years? How can he seem to kind of bend time or make that more useful?
Well, it's intentionality, Jared. I think that's where we have to start with thinking about our days. Don't let your days just run into the next. And we've talked about that a lot on the show. Don't let things just kind of move, you know, from day to day to week. We have to be intentional mm-hmm. with our time.
I've seen this, I don't know if it's a product or like a picture you put on the wall, but it literally, I think it's like a whole series of dots. And those dots represent, I think, it's not years, but I think it's either weeks or weekends that you have. And depending on how old you are, you can click the dots black versus an open dot. And it gives you a very, very sobering visual of just how many weekends or weeks or months. I mean, I think it's months. How many months you have left on Earth, you know, by giving kind of like basic, you know, mortality rates. And I think that is something that we probably don't do enough of. You know, wise men also kind of counts as days as well. And so I think this whole idea of being intentional is super, super important. We've talked so much about, like, you know, planning out your year, like always having something to look forward to and how that goes against the grain of retirement. Let's just talk about that for a second. Like, that's really what we're trying to do with people is to have them integrate intentionality into their weeks and years.
Yeah, I love it when people are able to rest and turn off time, right, and just kind of forget that it's this day or that day. But what I want to make sure, big picture, is that they're putting things on their calendar, yet they're saying, I want to be intentional to take this trip. I want to be intentional to go see this. I want to be intentional to go, you know, see that person, meet with that person. So I think intentionality with each day, there needs to be something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Key importance into that and making sure you were intentional is journaling, writing something down like today I did this. This is what I was trying. You know, I was able to accomplish something. I was able to, you know, make a difference for somebody. That really helps, right? Mm-hmm. In breaking days up, and it helps you see what I've gotten done, I've gotten accomplished. And that's really hard mm-hmm. without the guardrails of work, yeah. Without the guardrails of a structure to just kind of forget that, oh yeah, I didn't mm-hmm. do my normal activities of getting into some, you know, helping somebody yeah. or, you know, making sure I, you know, just stay intentional with each day.
I think that that also adds to this toilet paper effect where, again, without the guardrails of work, now all of a sudden the intentionality is gone. Now it's just like this thing that just almost seems to accelerate as well. You know, I also heard somebody talk about how instead of measuring your, you know, the rest of your life, so to speak, in years, like this gentleman that you mentioned earlier in the show, I have 4 years left, perhaps. Think of that in terms of life experiences. For example, you know, and this is just hypothetical, but hey, I see my kids and grandkids about 3 times a year, or I see my adult children 2x a year, or maybe I see my brother 1x a year. Well, if you have 4 years left, you don't have 4 years with them. You have 4 experiences with them. If you're only seeing your adult children 2x a year, you don't have 4 years left. You only have 8 meetings with them left. If you only see them every Christmas and you have 4 years left, you don't have 4 years left. You've only got 4 Christmases left. When I heard that, that certainly is a wake-up call to how we should live. And I think that that really puts a heavy perspective on this whole idea of time.
Yeah, Jared, that hit me when you were saying that just now. I mean, this weekend, my brother's coming out. He lives a few states away, and I see him about 2x a year, mm-hmm. right? And if that, in fact, there's time to go a couple years without. And, you know, you look at how many hours we spend when he's out, and then I kind of extrapolate that to how many years I think I have left. Mm-hmm. I don't have 40 years left, per se, with my brother. Mm-hmm. I have maybe, you know, 30 hours.
Right.
Because if I see him for an hour, I mean, I don't know what that time is. I haven't nope. done the math. It's just kind of popped up. But I'm like, the reality of it is everybody should look at their personal relationships through that lens. Is like, and it'll help you make more of the time with them.
Yep.
It'll help you certainly value the time.
Prioritize it.
You prioritize. If you've got to make that impactful statement, if you've got something that you know you want that person to see, to really feel, you've got to make sure you're making the most out of those times. My daughters, right? Mm-hmm. Let's look at that same example. If I have 2 years left with my sophomore daughter while she's at home with me, do I have 2 years left with her? Or can I make it the best 2 years ever by making sure that in those 2 years, I don't see her, you know, there's not 3 or 4 meaningful engagements a week. Let's right. make it 5. Let's make it 7. Mm-hmm. And that's my homework for myself after this show is yeah. to go out and pencil that out. I think everybody should do that, mm-hmm. right? And start with the meaningful relationships and do the math and figure out how you can get more of those relationships into this upcoming year.
But you got to get out ahead of it. And I think that that is something I want people to hear as well. If you don't get out ahead of your time will just happen to you. In our family, we have a little Sunday night State of the Union meeting and we plan out our weeks. That has actually slowed down time for me because I'm able to prioritize. I'm able to get stuff on the calendar. I know what's coming up this week. I'm in a much more proactive state of mind with my time than reacting to everything that's happening. And we were just talking about this too. I've got 4 kids, but you know, I have 1 baby, so like 3, you know, a little bit older children. But I made a goal this year to make sure that every single month I'm getting a daddy child time/date with them. I've got one coming up this weekend. But if you don't plan those out and get those on the calendar, they just don't happen. It's not just like a random Saturday at 3 o'clock, like, oh, by the way. But we're able to now plan those out, get those on the calendar. And it feels like it has slowed down time. I can't believe we're almost at the end of this first month of 2024. But at the same time, too, I think back to New Year's Day. to me, that feels like a long time ago. So I challenge our listeners, how does the first month this year feel? Did it feel like it just shot by like a, you know, in a second? Or did you feel like you were intentional and you had lots of traction? And if not, again, I think you need to be more intentional with your time. We got about a minute left. What's maybe another thing people can do to slow down time?
Well, Jared, I think we have to look back to what we've been talking about over and over on the show. It's not about what we have. It's about the people that are in our lives and make the biggest impact possible on those people with the time we have remaining.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Hi, everyone. This is Meredith from the Senior Fitness with Meredith podcast, where I discuss all things for seniors, from fitness, your health and wellness journeys, how to be all over strong and beyond. I also have my mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith. It's a great, quick, motivational pick-me-up for your days. Join me. Listen now. Search for Senior Fitness with Meredith on your favorite podcast platform.